It's Friday, December 2nd, 2022, and welcome to episode 30 of the Alameda Postcast, an audio service of the Alameda Post. I'm your host, Scott Peeler. Hope you enjoyed getting to know Brees, the man behind Two Birds from Alameda, in last week's special episode. Now we return to our regular format, and in this edition, December means it's beginning to look a lot like repaving. The first affordable rental units at Altastar Harbor are available. The revolving door at City Manager has stopped on a familiar name. Graffiti at Alameda High School prompts a school-wide discussion on racism and hate, plus holiday events to cheer even the meanest of Scrooges. These stories and more on this episode of the Alameda Postcast. Our top story, 'tis the season for road work. Much of Buena Vista Avenue is currently one way as infrastructure repairs continue. That work expected to continue until February. Now you can add a few more streets to the work-in-progress list. Caltrans is beginning work on Encinal, with the project starting at Encinal and Grand. The entire project runs from Sherman to Broadway. When all is finished, you'll see pedestrian and bike safety improvements, a refreshed road surface, and most notably, a change in lane structure. Where much of Encinal is currently two lanes in each direction, it will be converted to one travel lane in each direction, a center turn lane, and dedicated bicycle lanes. As a reminder, the Encinal project is not a city project. Encinal is technically California Highway 61, and as such, under the jurisdiction of Caltrans. Starting on Monday, Alameda will be repaving Mariner Square Drive between Wilma Chan Way, formerly Constitution Way, and Marina Village Parkway. The project is expected to last 2 weeks, during which Mariner Square Drive will be completely shut down. Detour signs and temporary traffic control measures will route drivers around the work, but you might want to allow a little extra time if you're traveling in that area. Details on these projects can be found at alamedapost.com/news. The Encinal project featured in our November 23rd news brief. Look for the Mariner Square project in the news brief for Friday, December 2nd. The Altastar Harbor Apartments at the former Del Monte plant have announced that the first of the affordable rentals are now available. Interested parties may enter a drawing for the 14 available units. To qualify, households must have an income of no more than $137,100 for a household of two, or $171,350 for a household of four. Preference is given to Alameda Unified School District employees and people who live or work in Alameda. The deadline to apply for the drawing has been extended to Monday, December 5th at 5 p.m. Details and links in the December 2nd news brief at alamedapost.com/news. Ever since May, the city manager's office has been a bit unsettled, to say the least. It all started when Eric Levitt left to take the city manager's position in Fullerton. Jerry Bowden, the assistant city manager, was voted in as interim manager, but that same day, he was named manager of Pleasanton. That led to former Davis city manager Dirk Brazil being named interim manager. In August, Mr. Brazil resigned due to a family emergency. Before he left, he appointed City Human Resources Director Nancy Bronstein and Public Works Director Aaron Smith to serve as acting co-city managers. The council then unanimously endorsed Ms. Bronstein as interim manager on September 6th. She retired in November. Currently, city manager duties are handled by Public Works Director Smith, with Recreation and Parks Director Amy Woolridge assisting. The revolving door has finally stopped spinning, and the new city manager is a name you might just recognize, Jennifer Ott. From 2005 to 2018, Ms. Ott worked for the city in multiple roles. In 2009, she oversaw the renovation of the Alameda Theater, which won numerous awards. Since 2018, Ms. Ott has worked for the city of Hayward, where she serves as assistant city manager and development services director. The City Council is scheduled to officially appoint Ms. Ott at their December 6th meeting, and she is expected to begin work on January 3rd. Details on this story at alamedapost.com/news. Thursday's rain brought some localized flooding, notably standing water alongside curbs and some very soggy yards. If you're dealing with storm runoff issues, the city's Public Works Department will provide up to 5 free sandbags to every Alameda household. Sandbags can be picked up anytime at the self-serve sandbag station in the courtyard behind City Hall West, 950 West Mall Square at Alameda Point. In addition, free sandbags will be available this Saturday, December 3rd, from 8 a.m. until noon near City Hall West at Lexington and West Tower Avenue. Please note, if it's storming, staff may not be available to help you out. Information and links to storm preparedness resources in the December 2nd news brief at alamedapost.com/news. Earlier this week, KTVU News reported about hate speech that appeared on several walls at Alameda High School before the Thanksgiving break. The N-word was scratched into a stairwell wall and a restroom, a swastika tagged in a restroom, and whites only and blacks only written on the mirrors above two sinks in that same restroom. This according to a newsletter sent by Principal Robert Ithaburn to parents on November 18th. Ithaburn said school officials reviewed camera footage but were not able to determine who did the tagging. School administrators told KTVU they were planning sharing circles for students to talk about the hate speech and have created lessons on the dehumanizing effects of bigotry and racism. Full details in the December 2nd news brief at alamedapost.com/news. The Alameda Post keeps growing, and we're adding new sections all the time. Hope you've had a chance to check out our automotive section. John Berg covers the world of cars from classics to modern day. Currently, John shares his take on the 2023 Toyota Prius, which he is calling a quantum leap forward. Gone is the awkward styling and unimpressive performance, replaced by sleek lines and a more than respectable 220 horsepower. If your interests lean towards full electric vehicles, you'll want to check out John's article on the new EV manufacturer VinFast, the first Vietnamese EV manufacturer. You can find John's articles at alamedapost.com/automotive. You've got a great opportunity to make a difference for folks on the island. Alameda Meals on Wheels is continuing their Adopt a Senior program. Along with the Alameda Firefighters Union, you can help out some of the 70 seniors and the grandchildren who live with them by spreading some holiday cheer. Perry Drake, the director of Meals on Wheels, shares the story of this heartwarming outreach at alamedapost.com/op-ed. It's been our goal at the Post to be the definitive source for happenings here on the island, and many groups and organizations have taken that to heart, taking advantage of our events calendar to publicize what's happening here on Alameda. Go to alamedapost.com/submit-event to add your group's events. Speaking of events, if you were planning on attending the monthly Antiques Fair at Alameda Point this Sunday, please note it's been postponed due to rain in the forecast. It will now be held next Sunday, December 11th. To keep up with what's going on, remember to bookmark alamedapost.com/events. You'll also find articles on local happenings at alamedapost.com/features. One of those articles is by new Post contributor Rusty Blazenhoff, as she shares the bright lights and backstory of one of Alameda's greatest traditions, Christmas Tree Lane. Known as the 3200 block of Thompson Avenue the other 11 months of the year, Christmas Tree Lane has delighted residents and visitors alike for over 80 years. Get to know the story behind this tradition at alamedapost.com/features. Let's take a look at some highlights from alamedapost.com/events. Friday from 5 until 7, take part in downtown Alameda's Hot Cocoa Stroll. Santa will be there, available for pictures, and leading the way to local merchants who will be providing sips and nibbles. You can even drop off your letter to Santa on Alameda Avenue. Island Cat Resources and Adoption will hold its annual Pauliday Boutique Friday and Saturday, Alameda Elks Lodge, 2255 Santa Clara Avenue. Shop for hostess gifts, stocking stuffers, specialty gifts, cat-themed items, and more, while supporting ICRA's life-saving work for local cats. 10 to 6 on Friday, 10 to 5 Saturday. Saturday also brings Karika Park's second annual holiday fair in collaboration with the Alameda Chamber and Economic Alliance. Shop for the holidays and help us celebrate the vibrancy of Alameda's small business community. 10:30 to 1:30 at the Pro Shop. After the sun goes down on Saturday, it's time to enjoy the 43rd annual Lighted Yacht Parade in the Oakland-Alameda Estuary. The parade begins at 5:30. Best bets for viewing on the Alameda side include Shoreline Park, Wind River, Bohol Circle Immigrant Park, Pasta Pelican, and the San Francisco Bay Ferry itself. Yes, the first 200 people who bring an unwrapped toy or pay the standard fare at the Main Street Terminal will get to be part of the parade. Details at sanfranciscobayferry.com. Search yacht. Sunday the 4th, get your groove on, literally. Head over to Almanac Beer Company from noon until 5 for the Globe Spinners Record Fair. Great chance to find a gift for that vinyl junkie in your life and be entertained by some great DJs. Also on Sunday, Temple Israel Alameda on Bay Farm Island presents the 2022 Alameda Holiday Fest. Support local artisans, business owners, authors, crafters, and designers while getting your holiday shopping done in one location. Bring friends and family to this all-ages event. It includes a bake sale, free entry, and free parking. Looking for a gift that keeps on giving? Why not support the Alameda Post? Now through the end of the year, your donation can be doubled. You can donate to the great cause of Nonprofit News for Alameda. Feel even better because your donation goes twice as far and score some great Alameda Post swag to keep for yourself or give as a gift. Details at alamedapost.com/memberships. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Find the Postcast wherever you get your podcasts or simply tell your smart device to play the Alameda Postcast podcast. I'm Scott Peeler. I'll be back next Friday with episode 31 of the Alameda Postcast.